A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." About 20 years ago, we had a bishop in Australia, Bishop Cuskelly. He was well known since he had been provincial of the Sacred Heart Fathers, a large religious order in Australia. Bishop Cuskelly wrote a book, No Cowards in the Kingdom. It was a powerful book and described a Christian characteristic missing in many so-called good Catholics. It not only takes a brave person to stand up for your faith, but an even braver person to live your faith. We are reminded today of a demanding teaching of Jesus. If you have something to say to your brother or sister, go and have it out with that person alone. That is the demand for a brave person. What does a coward do? The coward will go and tell someone else, blackening someone's character because they are afraid to face the person alone. So often there is another explanation to difficulties we may have with one another. I didn't think, I'm so sorry. Or, I had a bad headache that day, and that is why I looked angry. And these are just the small issues. We so often judge people to be lazy or bad simply because it is our perception about how others ought to behave. And it is our prejudice which is showing. I have a friend who is direct. If she thinks I'm wrong, I hear it. That gives me a chance to say, sorry, and we are reconciled. It is the way Jesus was with his followers. No room for cowards. And you may notice he put a twist in his reply. If they do not respond, treat them like a tax collector. In Jesus' language, that means you've got to double your efforts to be reconciled. You still have to love your enemies.